my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening on Wednesday. Well, Wednesday is always great. Church tonight. I know some of you are on Thursday, but church, oh, I look forward to being with God's people. God's people are the best. And let's you know, sometimes I think, and I know you've been at work, and of course, during the school year, kids are in school, and we're tired and all that. We sort of drag ourselves into the house of God on Wednesday night. It doesn't mean that you're bad people. But I do want you to know that I do think that we ought to come. And our Wednesday night is not long. It's somewhere between 65, sometimes 70 minutes. That's just it. Singing, specials, offering, Bible study. But I think God wants to work on Wednesday night like he does on other times as well. We have, we've studied this in our schools. The largest day of salvation in our school, believe it or not, it's not Sunday for our church families. It's Wednesday. Because most of those kids in school went to the children's program on Wednesday, children's services and Patch the Pirate and things of that nature. We always tell our workers with our own children, tell the parents when they show up. And they said, it seems like, you know, this child is getting close to salvation. And many parents go home and they talk to their kids and listen to their kids, and their kids want salvation. It's on a Wednesday night so many times. Here's the song, When I Get Carried Away. That's a great song. Let's have the singer sing right now.
I'm going to let the glory roll when the roll is called in glory. I'm going to get beside myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm going to have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. Well, I don't know why I become a little shy when I get around a whole lot of people. And I can't figure out why I never can shout about the love that floods my soul. I must confess, I can't express the feelings deep inside me. The things I know and cannot show one day will overflow. I'm gonna let the glory roll when the roll is called in glory. I'm gonna get beside myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away.
Well, I'll pass the clouds and I'll shout so loud it may sound like thunder. My tearful eyes may fill the sky until it looks like rain.
As I leave this world past the gates of pearl to stand before the Savior, I lift my soul, let the glory roll from the roll he calls my name.
I'm gonna let the glory roll when the roll is calling glory. I'm gonna get beside myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. I'm gonna let the glory roll when the roll is called in glory. I'm gonna get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away.
Oh, I like that piano right there. Well, that's good. I'll let the glory roll. We have the Calvary Quintet. These are the boys from right here singing. And How About Your Heart? You know, that song, I'd have to look it up when it came out, but I remember it was real popular in the 1950s. And I can hear, we sang it in church, and I can hear my parents sing, How About Your Heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. How about your heart? Now, the very fact you're listening to this fellow yell at you means that you probably love God. Not because I'm so great, but you want the Bible. And I would not want to stand in judgment of God's people. But I do know this. Our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And how easy it is to fall prey to the devil. And I'll never forget, in fact, I'm looking at it right there, Bobby Robertson, I was preaching there, and this had to be over 30 years ago, and he got up afterwards and prayed at a youth conference, and he said, "Oh, dear God, help us to be real. Help us to confess our sins. Help us to walk humbly." I've printed that out. We've given them out by the thousands through the years. Help us to be real. And, you know, sometimes in prayer, I say, "God, sometimes I just feel like a phony." You know, so we're so, and I love the Lord, and I read His Word, and I pray, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm not into sins and godless, but we're just so weak. We're just so frail. And don't think, and let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Well, good night. I've taken too much time. How about your heart? Is it right with God? These boys grew up here. They're wonderful boys. Then we're in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12.
Friend, how would you feel if your heart were made with a just outward charm, but detective inward harm? People often see you as you are outside. Jesus really knows you, for He sees it.
Today we found ourselves in 2 Peter 2:12, and again, this entire chapter is dealing with these apostate teachers, people that have fallen away. They're now they one time believed something, and now they have gone another direction. Be careful about people. Be careful that those that are given to change. Well, it talks about these angels yesterday. Pardon me, and he talks about these angels yesterday. And they rail. They're bringing on. They're just constantly accusing and all this. Okay, verse 12, continuing with this same thought. But these, who, verse 11, these angels. And he's using them as an illustration, but these as natural brute beast. I mean, it's not like you're having to wonder what's going on. Peter's being very clear. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken, destroyed, speak, watch this, speak. You know this mouth. These six things that the Lord hate, yes, seven are abomination, a proud look. He that soweth discord among the brethren. Three times he talks in that text in Proverbs chapter 6 about the tongue. And things that they speak evil of things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Peter, what animal? They're like natural brute beast. He said, these people that are false teachers, these people that are these angels, the demonic powers, he compares them to unreasonable brute beasts, unreasonable animals. In fact, the end of the chapter, he talks about, they're like, listen to this, this is Peter. This is not me. I'm just quoting the Bible. He compares them to pigs and dogs. Isn't it amazing how powerful he is? And in fact, he says in verse 22, at last verse of the chapter, on 2:20, 2 Peter 2:2, all 2:2:2:2. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow, the pig that was washed, to a wallowing in the mire. Peter said, I'm going to tell you about these people, these false teachers. The dog returns to, and it's the word right there, to his own vomit. That's gross. And, oh, I'm not even going to go into that. It just makes me sick to my stomach thinking about it. And the pig, you wash a pig up, and you put a bow around its neck, and you curl its tail, and it looks so beautiful. And you get it all, you put cologne on the pig, or if it's a girl, perfume on the female, white. And what happens? You clean them all up, put a little outfit on them, little clothing. They go back right to the mire. That's where they feel comfortable. And that's what God says these false teachers are like. They're like brute, natural brute beast. No control. They bite. They devour. They hurt. They kill. They want to destroy. And then they run their mouth. They speak evil of things that they understand not. They're just totally, these false teachers are totally out of control. And pastors, you and I need to be very careful that we are not just compromising the things of God in this last day. What America needs now more than ever is leather-lunged preachers that stand and preach, thus saith the Lord. Don't compromise. Don't cave. Don't look to this new modern thing. Let's grow the church. You know what? That is not the purpose of a pastor. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Well, our church isn't growing. I think they'll drop the name Baptist. Just had another church did that. I remember giving money. The first day I was pastor of this church, we gave $500 to have that church buy a little building. And now that Baptist church, we prayed in the properties and the buildings and the space, and God's blessed them. Well, we're going to grow by dropping the name Baptist. Shame on you. Have a great day, and let's live for God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.